Welcome back. This is our business to business segment. As a certified financial planner, my job is really to put the best team in place for our clients. So I'm in studio today, and this is our resource team, we call it. We call them, I should say, and we have estate planning attorney Steve Gibbs in studio, and we also have the president of AE Life Insurance Division, Jim Bowman. And today we're going to talk about the advantages, really, of a Florida residency. And well, I'm going to start with you on this one, since you're an attorney here in Southwest Florida, Steve. What's some of the advantages that you see?
All right. Well, thanks, Alfie. I thought you were going to say, hey, you for a second there. But a lot of people consider relocating to Florida. We get a lot of people from up north that do change residency for the reason that there's some tax advantages. You know, you got your no state income tax as a part of being a Florida resident. And you also have a lot of great protections, like the Florida homestead protection is probably second only to Texas in terms of protecting the sanctity of the home against random lawsuits and these kinds of things. So really great. There's other aspects to the asset protection that are very favorable as well. And so a lot of people make the jump for that reason.
And Jim, you know, I know, Steve, you were talking about insurance. Insurances are protected here. I know. And what would you say about that, Jim?
We've seen a lot of business owners in Florida want to mitigate against lawsuit risk, and there's very few assets that they can actually either put money in that will not be subject to creditors or litigation risk. It's very popular for physicians primarily, but also dentists, where they put a ton of money for the retirement plan, but they put it in life insurance, and people look at them like they're crazy for doing that. But there's so many great advantages with that asset class called life insurance that allow them to grow money tax deferred and pull it out tax free if they loan it properly, but it's also not subject to creditors. So it's a real plus.
That's huge.
Right. And to build on what you said, Jim, the life insurance state laws protecting the cash values that accumulate and all this kind of stuff are very strong in Florida. So that was one of the things as far as asset protection. Same thing with annuities and other kinds of insurance products.
Well, that's why you see some of these big homes, I guess, in Naples that, you know, there's some $60, $80 million homes there because there's not a limit on it, right?
Right. In terms of, it just has to be situated a certain way and the value isn't limited. And so you could have a very expensive piece of real estate that would be your homestead and have it very solidly protected. Of course, the mortgage might, it's subject to the mortgage or whatever if you have financing. But other than that, it can't be subject to liens and sales.
That's big. We always talk about, and that's maybe, I hate to say this example, but O.J. Simpson, he had a big house here and then he had the annuity paying him.
Right.
And that's what was keeping him, right, having this money come in where he can go play golf and everything.
Right, right. And so in California, they reacted to that and tightened up and basically reversed a lot of the asset protection they had there because they were mad about OJ, apparently. But that's kind of a side note. So
Well, you have offices in California and here in Florida. So,
right.
So yeah, there are advantages to, having your business here. It is, there's advantages of asset protection, which is important to protect, because I know you're an attorney, Steve, and you're not into suing people because you do the estate planning. But with that being said, there's a lot of sue-happy people. They'll sue you for anything, started with McDonald's coffee, hot coffee.
Right.
And so there's lawsuits for everything. And there's people out there trying to purposely sue you. And so you have to, run it,
Do a lot of writing about it. And I'm glad you brought that up, Elfie, because, it's really easy to sue someone. You don't need any money. You can go to a plaintiff's attorney and they'll usually do it on a contingent fee. So it's not like somebody needs to have a serious lawsuit. They just have to have a grievance against you as a business owner or as a retiree, accidents. There are all kinds of sources of potential lawsuits. So it's important to be protected.
Absolutely. And especially for the audience, business owners, which is the focal point of our discussion, they actually have a bigger target because everybody thinks somebody who owns a business is making millions of dollars and is worth millions of dollars.
Yep.
So it is really important for them to set up a plan and make sure that they are doing everything they can to insulate themselves from any litigation risk.
And not just the being a Florida resident, it's the LLC the proper planning, and that's what we can help you with. That's what Steve, you know, he's expert in, so we can help you with that planning to protect. If you want to know about how to protect your hard-earned money and your assets, this is a great show, and we know how to do it, so give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you. But give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com.